May 26, 1935. Fear, human virtue. Love, divine virtue. How trust captivates Jesus. One who does the divine will is present with all the divine works and remains confirmed in it. Though I feel abandoned in the arms of the divine volition, I feel my mind filled with apprehension and fears, but I offered them to my sweet Jesus, that he would invest them with his fiat and would change them for me into peace and love. And he, making me his short little visit, all goodness, told me, "My blessed daughter, fear, be it even holy fear, is always human virtue. It breaks the flight of love and gives rise to dread and hardship in walking on the way of good. It causes one to always look to the right and to the left, reaching the point of fearing the one who so much loves her. It takes away the sweet enchantment from the trust that makes her live in the arms of her Jesus. And if she fears too much, fear disperses Jesus and causes her to live of herself. On the other hand, love is divine virtue, and with its fire it possesses the purifying virtue to purify the soul from any stain. It unites her and transforms her into her Jesus, and gives her such trust as to let herself be captivated by her Jesus. The sweet enchantment of trust is such and so great that they captivate each other, so much so, that one cannot be without the other. And if she looks, she looks only to love the one who so much loves her. So, the whole of her being is enclosed in love. And since love is the inseparable child of the divine will, it therefore gives the first place of dominion to my divine will. My will extends within all the acts of the creature, both human and spiritual. It ennobles everything, and even though the human acts remain in the shape and matter with which they were formed, and they undergo no external change, all the change lies in the depth of the human will, because everything she does, even the most indifferent things, is changed into divine and confirmed by the divine will. Its crafting is incessant, and it extends its dwelling of peace over everything that the creature does. Therefore, banish all fear. In my will neither fear nor dread, nor lack of trust, have any reason to exist. They are things that do not belong to us, and you must do nothing other than live of my love and of my will. You must know that one of the purest joys that the creature can give me is trusting me. I feel her as my daughter, and I do with her anything I want. I can say that trust reveals who I am, the immense being, my goodness unending, my mercy with no limits. And the more trust I find, the more I love her and the more I abound toward creatures. Then, I continued my abandonment in the divine volition, and I prayed it to pour itself into my poor soul and to make me rise again fully in the divine fiat. Oh, how I wish to be one single act of divine will. And my sweet Jesus, resuming his speech, told me, "My daughter, you must know that all created things and everything I did and suffered in redemption run toward the creature, to say to her, 'We bring you the love of your Creator, so as to receive your own.' We are his messengers that, while descending down below to the earth, rise up again, to bring, as though in triumph, your little love to our Creator. But do you know what great good comes to you? You remain confirmed in his love and in his works, in his life, in his pains, in his tears, in everything. So, my daughter, you are present and run in all our works. Our will brings you everywhere, and we remain confirmed in you. An exchange of acts and of life takes place, the creature in the Creator, and the Creator in the creature, as she becomes the repeater of the divine acts. Greater grace I could not give, nor the creature receive. This confirmation in our works reproduces all our goods in her. Our sanctity, goodness, love, and our attributes, are transmitted into her. And we, captivated, contemplate her, and in our emphasis of love we say, 'Beautiful, holy, perfect, is our being in our immensity, light, power, wisdom, love, goodness with no end.' But also beautiful also is it to see this, our immensity of attributes, enclosed in the creature. Oh, how she glorifies us and loves us! She seems to say to us, 'I am little, nor can I enclose or contain the whole of your immensity, but just as you are, so am I. Your divine will enclosed you inside of me, and I love you with your same love. I glorify you with your light. I adore you with your sanctity. I can give you anything because I possess my Creator. What can my divine will not do in the creature, when she lets herself be dominated by it? Anything. Therefore, be attentive, if you want to have everything and give everything. Fiat.